Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not hurt.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
If you ever need life advice, you don't want to go to a therapist, we got you covered. You can email my 9-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no filter. There's also no copay. There's no degree, but I mean, she's pretty good at this.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Hayden, we're back to work. We've got a bunch of emails to answer. This one says, "Hi, Hayden. I'm currently pregnant with my first child. My husband and I can't seem to agree on a name. Any suggestions on how we can come to a compromise? What do you think?"
Well, you could go to a website called babynames.com. It gives you all different types of baby names, and it's free.
Okay, but if they have names, and he wants to name the baby one thing, and she wants to name the baby a different name, what do they do?
There's two ways they can go about this. They can tell all their friends the names and have them vote on social media or text them and vote. Whatever name gets the most votes wins. Or they can put those names in a hat. They pick one out. That's the baby's name. No. But if you need suggestions, I name my baby sister Dakota. And if you have a girl, you should name her Maya. And if you have a boy, you should name him Evan.
Maya and Evan. Where'd you come up with those names?
Top of my head.
You're like a baby naming machine.
Sure am.
She really likes naming babies.
I was going to say, I feel like that was her second and third choice. She's like, well, if mom just keeps spitting them out a couple more here by accident during this time here, then I'll have these other names ready to go right at this moment.
When we were in the hospital, I was there for like 4 days because I had a C-section. She would just walk up and down the halls, and I think she was hoping people would ask her to name their babies.
Right.
You know?
She had a couple extras hanging around. She's like, listen, I'm full of this stuff.
Right.
I love that. I just want you to keep in mind that this is what you're raising. This is the girl that you have trained now at this point, is that she wanted to give away your baby name to either a lottery or a random pick, all right? Or the lottery or democracy. That's, that's what she was going for. She was going for clickbait or a lottery system.
So you just got to put a Twitter poll up. Let's see. We'll see what all the friends say.
I'm just saying that me and Hayden park our cars in the same garage. Even though she's 7 years away from driving, I wanted to sell that baby name. And I see that she's starting. She understands.
Speaking of selling baby names, I went to City Hall yesterday to pick up Dakota's birth certificate.
Yeah.
And I started talking to the guy working there. And he told me that last year he issued 3 birth certificates for people that had named their children 3 different babies in one city, cash money.
Nice.
Stop. Cash money.
But did they use the dollar sign instead of the S? Because if they didn't, they really missed an opportunity.
It's definitely true.
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden@star999.com. Hayden, Hayden@star999.com. See you next week.